Hillary and Devon are having a baby. Nick and Sharon have consummated their will-they-won't-they relationship. And Genoa City celebrates Mother's Day this last week. Stay tuned for this week's Restless Wrap.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, everyone. I'm Rachel Goodman, here to discuss this week's Restless Wrap. We had one crazy week, as I always find myself saying. So let's get right down to it and jump in. Before I do, I just want to read a couple of comments we had on our at Restless Wrap page. If you haven't done so already, you should definitely go over to Facebook, like and follow at Restless Wrap. That's where I always post the link to the show. And if you post a comment on that page, I will read your comment on air. So we had two comments this week. We had one from Joe Miliano. Hashtag bring back Tessa. Hashtag kill Kyle with a fire. Hashtag hit Hillary with bus. So, gee, tell us how you really feel. That was the first comment. Second comment is from Jane Silva a couple days ago. I think Victor is going to end up being Jack's father. So that was a big thing this week, was Jack's DNA. Jack finding out that he is not, well, at least per the video, that he is not a blood Abbott. So before we get into everything this week, we have a couple of comments in the chat. Thank you to everyone in the chat, my lovely co-hosts. We have Hubby Joe, Detalian Cole, Clicks Anvers, X, aka Tiffany, Miss Bubbles, Simone Francois, Andre Lawrence. We have a lot of people saying Happy Mother's Day. Simone, this was a brutal week for Jack, definitely. Detalian Cole, there's a rumor floating around that Jack and Victor have the same father. That would be interesting. Miss Bubbles, I enjoyed it. I felt like Kyle's character was fleshed out a little bit more. We have Andre Lawrence, Happy Mother's Day. Clicks Anvers X, don't forget, hashtag the Mariah Hour. Yeah, that would be very interesting if that actually comes to fruition and we get that, especially with everything happening with Hillary. If she does end up getting pregnant, I would imagine that Mariah would get that talk show, considering she's doing more and more with it. We haven't actually seen them go on air in a little bit. Andre Lawrence, poor Jack. Okay, so before I start to, I just want to say that we are going to take calls tonight. So if you want to call in, the number is 424-253-0749. So again, if you're listening live right now, it is 5:13 p.m. on Sunday, May 13th, Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, everyone, to all the mothers out there. If you're listening live right now, the number to call in is 424-253-0749. Okay. So one more comment and then we'll get started. Miss Bubbles, I hate the rumor of Jack and Victor having the same father. I hate coincidences like that on soaps. How far do you expect me to suspend my disbelief watching soaps? And I agree with that. I've also heard when we had a couple of comments about Victor potentially being the father, and when I looked up the actors, I think when Tiffany a couple weeks ago also looked up the actors, Eric Braeden is the actual actor is 16 years older than, I think his name is Peter Bergman, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but Jack's character. So technically it is kind of possible, but I don't know if they're going to go that far in the soap. That would be a very interesting twist. But them having the same father, I guess, would also be kind of interesting. I think what bothers me with the whole storyline and the whole DNA situation is that it's just, they just had the whole thing with Dina and Graham at that party where Dina got up and admitted to the whole entire group of people that Ashley was not an Abbott. They had that whole storyline, I think, over the summer, near the end of the summer. Now I feel like they're bringing back this DNA thing too quickly. That's my problem with the whole situation. But since we're talking about the DNA, let's get into that storyline first. So, okay, we start with Kyle. We see this is kind of going on, not just from last week, but the week before when Kyle was talking to Victor and they were having all these, basically Kyle was trying to show Victor that he was good enough to be part of the Newman company, and that he was so determined to do this that he was willing to forgo his family legacy in order to proved to Victor that he wanted to work for him and he was good enough for him. So Kyle's there with Victor. We learned a lot more about Kyle too. We kind of got more into his background. I've only been watching the soaps for, I guess, about a year now. Learning more about Diane, especially on the Mother's Day episode, learning that Kyle was there with Victor. And that to me said a lot, that as a child, Kyle and Diane were with Victor. And so Kyle maybe looked up to Victor as his father figure instead of Jack, which explains why he could be doing this now. Maybe he's almost, instead of Kyle having to prove something to Jack, maybe Kyle feels like he has to prove something to Victor. So in any case, they have this whole conversation where Kyle shows Victor the video, and Victor just kind of, almost like a poker face situation, Victor just doesn't really say anything. He's obviously playing his cards right. And he's just kind of there like, okay, well, where's the proof that that this is true, that Dina wasn't just going through something. I remember when I went to the dance with her, she thought she was a teenager. So, or, you know, the faux prom that Dina thought she was going to in that episode a couple of weeks ago. So Victor plays it off like he doesn't believe this video necessarily, that he wants to see hard, concrete proof. And he basically tells Kyle, until you have the proof, we don't have a deal. You're not going to work for me. Go back to Jabot. Stay there. So the thing that kind of made me the most curious was, okay, so Kyle, I know some people were saying Kyle is kind of, they don't really know what he's up to, that he's kind of slimy in the sense of his actions. So here's my take on Kyle. When he went to leave and Victor said, no, I'm taking the memory stick, Kyle showed he had no backbone when he just leaves the Newman Ranch without taking that memory card. Victor says, well, okay, you're going to leave this on good faith. But the thing is, no, if Kyle, I think that says a lot about Kyle's character right there, because if he had more backbone, he had more strength, and he was going to actually, you know, not just be, like, actually show, not that he is Victor's equal, because clearly he's not, but if he was looking to kind of, you know, step, like, to really make a stance and step up his game and show that he was a worthy, not opponent, but a worthy team player, he should have taken that memory card. There was no reason to, like, just let Victor have it. I mean, it's obviously slimy what Kyle's doing anyway, just showing Victor this memory stick with that footage on it and just airing his family business as like a bargaining chip so that he can get a better, so that he can get a position with Newman and work for Victor. But just the fact that he would let Victor take the memory card and keep it says a lot right there. And I was expecting Kyle would demand for it back, but yeah, he did not. He just left. His mistake right there was just leaving. Victor has not done anything for Kyle yet. Kyle should have taken that memory card. So we have a couple of comments in the chat. Miss Bubbles, Kyle's a jerk, but you need jerks on soaps. And at least they're trying to root in anger in history. To root their anger in history. History that played out on screen. Clux Anverse, Kyle deserves every bit of salt and shade from Victor that he's getting. It's just sad that Jack has to be in the middle. Hubby Joe, 1 minute Victor could barely lift his head and walking with a cane to showing up to Dina's movie, walking with his head up high. Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't know how long. That's another thing, is this whole timeline situation. Sometimes, I think in the chat months ago, someone was saying that they were going to be taking it, I think, a little slower. So that you would see everything slower in the sense that you would you'd see characters wearing the same outfits, and it would kind of give the sense that we were just on the same day for an entire week. Correct me if I'm wrong, or if anyone has information on anything being different, but it feels like we're moving a lot more quickly, which is good. I just would like to know how quickly we're moving, how long it's been, just so that we get a better sense of the recovery time, and it would feel, I think, a little more realistic with that. Maxwell Comics Inc., Kyle is so funny, he was trying to be a victim so bad. D'Italian Cole, the rumor that Jack and Victor are brothers is more believable than the rumor that Victor is Jack's father, in my opinion. I agree with that. Hubby Joe says, Kyle should never have shown it to Victor, the memory card, knowing the history between his family and Victor. So here's my thing. Kyle should have walked in there. Kyle should know Victor, and he's being kind of dumb. So first of all, yeah, he should know Victor, especially growing up around him as a kid. Maybe he hasn't been around long enough, but okay, let's say theoretically he doesn't. You walk in to a strange man's home, and you don't know how he's going to play his cards, don't show him how you're going to play your cards. So you don't just give the memory stick to the guy. You keep it with you and you say, here you go, I'm going to show you on my computer. And then you tuck it back into your pocket and you walk away with that thing, because just leaving it there for Victor to have it, that is not going to help your case ever in any situation. Simone Francois says, I get Kyle having his resentments towards Jack, but he set his father up and that is not cool. Clicks Anvers, Kyle's a slimy worm that can return to whatever depth of the earth he emerged from. Italian Cole, I loved the moment Dina remembered who Tracy was. Yeah, that was really sweet. We'll get to that in a second. Miss Bubbles, Victor's just like Sonny from General Hospital. He's always written to win, and there's no long-term consequences for his actions. There's no suspense with the storylines because Victor always wins. And that's another thing. If Victor was the one behind the movie theater, which... That was so, it was kind of easy to call what was going to happen at the movie premiere. They were making such a big deal. So basically, that footage that Victor ended up keeping, that was the same, not that footage, but they were making a movie on behalf of Dina's life where she did all these questions that she was interviewed. And they were going to turn all of that footage into a movie. Charlie did. Jack screened the film, Charlie's version of the film. And then somehow, lo and behold, I mean, Victor knew about the movie premiere from Neil, but somehow, as they're all sitting there, Victor walks into the movie premiere and I knew he had done something, but I think that they should have showed us a little bit more. Even if they didn't show us who did it, at least kind of show it being done, because it felt like it was too coincidental that it just randomly skipped to that segment of the film and then jumped back. The other problem I have with that is so let's just say theoretically that it was Victor who showed up and switched the memory card, switched the file with whatever file they were using to play, whichever file actually contained the real movie. It wouldn't just, when we were watching that, it wouldn't just cut out like film and then cut to the footage that Victor had and then cut back to nothing or cut back to the rest of the real film. It wouldn't be like film. It would be, you would just see the file unless it was kind of merged together. And if it was merged together, it wouldn't look like it was merged like film. It would just cut instantly from, you know, wherever they spliced in that little segment. So it just doesn't make sense that it cut like that. And so I didn't understand that. I also didn't understand that so the fact that it could be Victor I'm questioning that too, because it seems very convenient that Victor would just decide to do that. On the one hand, yeah, it sounds like something that Victor would do. It sounds like it would be a little too convenient for Victor to decide to do that. Like, I feel like Victor would take this information and he might try to play it in a different way, in a more maybe a public way, but he would really think about it and wait and play it in a different way that would hurt even more than what happened. So I don't know. Could be Victor. I'm leaning on that might be the easy conclusion, and that it's going to look like Victor, but it's really not. So everyone who's listening live in the chat, what do you think? Do you think Victor did it, or do you think that's too convenient? We have some more comments here. Maxwell Comics, I'm tired of Dina. She could die for all I care. That sounds like a new hashtag for us to start. Zoe Johnson says, I thought when he spoke about his mom was a little interesting. I think Kyle. But I mean, come on, Nikki, don't let the weasel get you down, honey. Okay, so we'll get to that. You know what? Let's talk about that now, too. At one point, Kyle ends up going to see Victor. And when he goes, he ends up running into Nikki. And what ends up happening, I don't know if I was for or against that whole situation. I didn't know who I really related to, because I didn't really care about either sides, because on the one hand, I think my gut reaction was I felt like Nikki was being bullied, even though obviously she did kill Diane. It was clearly in self-defense, and I feel like Kyle is, every time Nikki was trying to say sorry, I felt really bad for her, because she was just obviously hurting about it, and she's the one who brought it up, and she's the one who seemed like she wanted to talk to Kyle to basically tell him sorry, and he wasn't letting her get in her words. He just kept shooting her down. So I thought that was pretty nasty of him. Second of all, self-defense. So that, to me, Kyle saying, oh, you literally got away with murder. Okay, that was kind of funny because of JT, but not because of Diane. And I was curious, I was trying to see if I could read the guilt on Nikki's face and see if it extended beyond just what they were talking about, but I couldn't tell. But with Nikki, what made me angry is that, or a little bit, not angry, made me a little bit perplexed, is that she wouldn't stand up for herself a little bit more and tell that boy, the young boy. I mean, compared to her anyway, this is a little kid. She should have just said, hey, kid, knock it off and just stop treating me, you know, like just start being more respectful. And she didn't. She just let Kyle do that to her. So I feel bad for her, but again, I don't, because we know Nikki. She has the strength. She can come back and put him in his place, and she didn't. We have Clex Anvers. I don't have a problem with Dina. That being said, the Dina and Ashley relationship breaks my heart, but she can stay. Kyle and Hillary can go. Simone Francois. I liked the Kyle and Nikki conversation because he is clearly wounded, but Nikki clearly has remorse for what she did to Diane. So in that sense, I really enjoyed the conversation. The character, each of them had different inner turmoil they were kind of going through that moment. Kyle, I think this week was the week where I learned that Kyle is a deeper character than just kind of this, I don't know, I don't even know how to classify him. But before, I was seeing this guy who just was really, not pretentious, but just really kind of, you know, walked around like he could manipulate everyone, and which is kind of a jerk. Now I'm seeing, all right, this is a kid with, yes, kid. This is a kid with a lot of deep-seated issues, and it all stems down to his mother and what happened. And clearly he has daddy issues too, but he misses his mom. And I think they picked a good week to do it with the Mother's Day episode, but it was just, I think I don't want to say I have I have more understanding about Kyle. I don't like him as a character still, but I am more understanding about why he acts the way that he does. Let's see. We have Clex Anvers. Victor isn't the kind of guy that would just hold on to something like this, especially something that could take down his biggest enemy / competition. And that's true. Miss Bubbles, this is child's play for Victor. He has done so much more despicable things. So exposing Jack is in his real house. I think, so my thing is, I believe that Victor would expose Jack. I just feel like it's too, like it felt like it was too quick and too convenient, but you never know. Unless that was Victor's way when he kept the memory card, I think it was a flash drive. But when he kept it, maybe that was just his way of, that was his poker face, and he really deep down knew he had something big, but he didn't want to, didn't want to reveal what he was feeling. Who knows? Clex Anvers, compared to anyone, Kyle's a little boy who's mad at his dad and mad at the world, who feels he's entitled to everything and anything he wants. Miss Bubbles, well, at the time of Diane's death, she was being written out as out of character and was doing too much, but she did kill his mother, so he's justified to be upset. So I definitely see why he'd be upset. This is the person who killed his mother, whether it was self-defense or not. I just still feel bad for her, and I'm wondering, too, obviously, I'm guessing, if anyone in the chat wants to tell me who's been watching the soap for much, you know, longer than me, I'm guessing that when this happened, Kyle's character, I don't know how old they had him, but I'm assuming that's when his character ended up leaving the show for a while. So let's just kind of segue here. But before we do, for everyone watching right now, you're all a fan of YNR. We have another special that we have here on AfterBuzz. It is called Conversations with Maria Menounos. It features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us that sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out. Okay, So let's just see. We have a couple other comments, and we'll talk a little bit more about the DNA situation, and then we'll move on. Also, just as another reminder, too, in case anyone is watching live who just tuned in, we are taking calls. 424-253-0749. That's the number. So if you are listening live right now, it's 5:30 on May 13th. Go ahead and call in, and we can talk more YNR. Okay. So, Miss Bubbles, answering the question from earlier, Kyle was a preteen at the age of Diane's death. Okay, so he was younger. I'm guessing they kind of just wrote him off the show for a while. Let's see, we have Clix Ambers. They might not be writing him to be liked, but they're adding in things like the conversation with Nikki to show us a different side, so we will sympathize. Yeah. Yeah, that's basically giving him more of a background. Definitely helps. I feel kind of bad for Kyle sometimes, but I still don't like him. And I think, too, okay, so let's just fast forward a little bit. So we had the movie premiere. Number one, I felt bad for Charlie because this was supposed to be his big night. The movie, when they were showing the beginning parts of it, it actually looked like it was really well done. And I love the fact that I know Tiffany and I were talking about the quote from that Neil gave Charlie, what the mind forgets, the heart, what the mind forgets, the heart always remembers. I'm sure I said that a little bit wrong, but Charlie ended up using it in the beginning of the movie, and he put it in a really good spot. The music and just the way that he kind of edited the footage, it looked very like cinematic almost. So it just was done pretty well. And especially for a kid who's still in high school, this to Charlie, it was probably very mortifying because he didn't do it. It had nothing to do with him, but they don't know that. And the people watching the film, I know it was only the Abbotts and then Victor, of course. And that was funny in and of itself that Victor just shows up and then sits next to Kyle. And Kyle's like, oh, great. But just the fact that, getting back to my point, it wasn't that many people. But still, Charlie is in high school. This is the first time he's ever done this. He doesn't want to, he probably was mortified. So he's sitting there in Crimson Lights. And he's trying to basically figure this out. And he's just really down. I am loving the family relationship that we see with Charlie, Maddie, and Kane and Lily. Okay, so we saw the week before, when Reed left and Maddie was talking about how that made her feel. We saw Kane and Lily step up as parents and just basically comfort her and make her feel good and just be a really positive influence in her life. So we had them do that for her. And then this week, we had them basically giving Charlie a pep talk, saying it's not his fault, and they still gave him an Oscar and made him feel like he was this, made him feel really good about himself. So as parents, I feel like they deserve an award because they handled that the right way. Awesome. Thanks for calling Restless Rap. Who do we have on the line?
It's Max.
Hey, Max, how are you?
I'm good.
So I was talking about everything with Charlie. We already touched on the movie premiere. How do you feel, first of all, how did you feel about Kane's reaction when he stormed into the Abbott's house and just kind of gave them a piece of his mind?
I had a double reaction. On one hand, I was like, this is amazing that the dad goes. On the other hand, I was like, this isn't the time.
Yeah. It kind of... Oh, Max, I think you're cutting out a little bit.
Am I? Is it better?
Yeah, it's better now. So I agree with you. I think that on the one hand, it wasn't the time. You're right, because it felt like just when the Abbotts were having this deep conversation, they were trying to figure this all out, he just comes storming in and is like, yep, this is how it's going to be. You are not going to blame this on my son. I feel like on the one hand, I understand Kane's protectiveness, but it was kind of funny because it was just so extreme. He could have been a little more, he could have been nicer about it. But then we have to
do... I feel like it was, like, the right thing to do, though. Like, I'm sure Kyle was like, oh, so I'm glad he kind of came in. So, you're not going to do this. This is what we won't do.
Yeah, exactly. So we had that. Then afterward, we had all the reactions of the Abbotts and Jack dealing with this DNA situation. So first of all, do you think Jack has a right to question what Dina's saying? And do you think that it's going to turn out that he is an Abbott after all?
I think he has the right to be salty after he has what he's saying. And I don't think there's a possibility that could be wrong, but there's also a great possibility that could be right because there's already been a friend.
Excellent. And then, excellent. Yeah, so I think from there, it's just going to be, I think that, first of all, Jack brought up a lot of good points. The whole hair situation, I think we were talking about this a couple weeks ago. It could be that Tracy isn't the Abbott, number one. Number two, they took what they thought was a piece of his hair from a brush. So I feel like it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I think they cut it off right before we found out the truth, because I think Jack had gone and actually done a DNA test on his own. So,
yeah.
How did you feel about everything with Robbie? And basically, they kind of find out that Kyle is the one who gave the footage to, well, they don't know what Kyle did with the footage. They know that Ashley and Abby are talking about it, and they find out that Kyle is the one who had the footage and took it from the fireplace. Do you think that they're going to start suspecting him, or how do you think that, how do you think they're going to start viewing him?
Robbie or Kyle?
Kyle, sorry.
I mean, I feel like everyone pretty much knows about Kyle. They think they already think he did it. They can't 100% prove it. All they know is that he was so nosy that he put his hand in a fire to get a file.
Hey, Max, I think you're actually still breaking up a little bit.
Am I?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Better? Yeah, you're kind of breaking up too.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too.
So, okay, let's get into this a little bit more, and then we'll switch to another topic here. Oh, great. Thanks for calling Restless Rap. This is Rachel. Who's on the line?
I'm Trey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Love the show.
Awesome.
You guys do a great job. This week was just a great week for the YNR, and I cannot wait to find out what happens next week.
Yeah. So we were about to segue into everything happening with Devon and Hillary, actually. So what do you think, first of all, with everything that's happening with Hillary, do you think that Devon should have agreed to have a baby with her still?
No. I'm tired of Hillary and Devon, and I can understand why, you know, every time she does something bad, she gets rewarded, and it just seems like he keeps giving in to her.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Considering Hillary, the problem is, I don't think I'm ever going to forget this, the episode where she said she's her own worst enemy. She has her moments where I feel like she's trying to redeem herself and she's trying to be a better person, but then she goes and she just does something really stupid. Like going to get the insemination done without telling Devon. And I know she tried to tell him. And I genuinely believed her when she was telling him her feelings. And I was kind of glad that he believed her too. But the whole thing, I just feel like she sets herself up and she does things that are just so, like, she always messes things up for herself, especially with Devon.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, that is correct. I mean, she is her own worst enemy. And, of course, I mean, that's just how the soap writers get you drawn into their characters.
Yeah, yeah. And what do you think? So we get through the episode here. It almost felt like Devon and her were starting to build this. I mean, Devon kept saying, no, this isn't going to go anywhere romantically. I'm here for the baby. He told her he's not going to date anyone else and she's not going to date anyone. She said she's not going to date anyone else. But one time they were having that conversation and as he's leaving, he says, don't think that this means we're getting together. But he gives her this kind of like, I don't know, quirky, like giddy kind of like grin and he leaves. So it's almost like his body language and his expressions are betraying everything he's saying. I feel like they're going to end up getting back together again, even though Devon keeps pushing her away. But it just seems like it's going to happen. Devon, I mean, Simone told him she was okay with the baby, and he still broke up with her anyway.
Yeah, that was kind of odd. But the one thing that I actually thought was interesting was the chemistry that he had with Abby. And I've always been rooting for Abby and him to get together.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even expect that either. And it was just, okay, so first of all, speaking of that, those actors, when they were like, give us love, okay, I couldn't have seen, like, those people that they had in the room, they had to have been, I mean, I can only imagine the directions that they were given. Okay, make this look so bad that it's so, like, just so obvious that you're doing it wrong. That, it was just so hilarious to watch them. Like, they had these wide eyes. It was like, no, like, what are you even doing in this audition? And then suddenly Abby goes over, and it's like she can just snap her finger and act like she's, you know, head over heels for Devon. And that moment looked very real, but it was also hilarious to watch Hillary's reaction.
Yeah, she was definitely ticked off.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. I mean, just...
Oh, I think we lost him. Okay, well, let's keep talking about this anyway. I'm going to check in with the chat here in case we get him calling back. Let's see. So we have Miss Bubbles. It's not always about making characters likable. It's about giving them depth so we can understand their motives. Tiffany, that's the thing, though. I will never understand someone thinking they can act like this. Soap or IRL? RL, real life. I added the I, sorry. Tiffany, quote, woe is me, my life sucks, and I've been through crap, so let me make sure your life sucks and you go through crap too, end quote. So I agree with that. I feel like it's a fine line. Sometimes whether they have the reason or not, it's hard to relate. And the bad characters, there has to be kind of this gray area that makes them a likable bad guy. And Kyle is not likable at all. Not that we always need the bad guy to be likable, but with him, I just don't know where to place him yet. Because after everything that happened with Dina and the movie premiere, it almost feels like he, Kyle, now feels really bad. And so I don't know which way he's going to turn. The way that they're sort of writing him now, the way the actor's playing it, it seems like he is going to maybe lean toward the Abbotts, especially if this was Victor who did this and he took the footage without and used it without telling Kyle what he was going to do. That could be what sets Kyle back to the other side. Miss Bubbles, they should have had the theater packed with more people, so the reveal would have been more of an impact, even though news spreads through Jabot. Yeah, I agree with that, because at this point, it was just the Abbotts and the Canes and Victor. So who was really, how was it? Yeah, I understand. You don't know. There were a lot of family members there. Okay, fine. But I completely agree with that. They should have had people in there. It should have been packed. The way they set that up when Dina was leaving with them taking her picture and this big grand movie premiere, they should have had lots of friends there. It should have been like, go get some extras and just put them in and just have a full house. That would have been more realistic. Tiffany, I don't think they would be making it a big deal if it turned out Jack was really an Abbott after all. Yeah, that's true. We'll see what happens with that. Rainy J, new viewer, YNR fan. I think Devon is setting her up. He was too calm. Oh, okay. So back to Hillary and Devon now. Yeah, so I don't know. Here's a question for anyone watching live in the chat, or if you want to still call in, we have time for another call if anyone is still watching live. Well, if anyone watching live would like to call in, the question is, would Devon do that? So if you're everyone in the chat, that's my question to you. Do you think Devon is capable of setting Hillary up or setting someone up? To me, he doesn't seem like that kind of guy. He seems like he's of all the characters on this soap, Devon's one of the more rational ones. I mean, okay, fine. Deciding he's going to have a baby with his ex-wife who does these crazy things, maybe not so rational. But in terms of his demeanor, he's very calm and he seems to be very level-headed and doesn't strike me as someone who would go out of his way to set someone up and do that. You never know, though. So Rainey J, I think he might try and get custody. The talk Neil and him had, I think, didn't get through to him. Yeah, I don't think it did either, especially considering at first Neil was trying to tell him not to go through with the baby with Hillary. Thanks for calling Restless Rap. This is Rachel. Who's on the line?
Rachel, this is Alan McLaren.
Hey, Alan, how are you?
Alan McLaren from Canada. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Good, good. I've talked to you a little bit before in the past, so I just wanted to know what the topic was at the moment right now that you're talking about. I didn't want to kind of pull you on track. I got you on my portable computer, but well, you know how the time lags.
We were
talking about Devon.
We were. We can actually move on to everything happening with Nikki and the... No, I kind of have it classified under the murder. So let's kind of segue a little bit. First of all, how did you feel about that conversation between Nick and Sharon and the fact that, I mean, I thought that was pretty intense how they brought up so many of their past situations and you know, grievances. Where do you think it's going to go with Nick and Sharon?
You mean Nick and Sharon or Nikki and Sharon?
Well, okay, either or. So Nick and Sharon first, and then Nikki and Sharon, yeah.
I think Nick and Sharon are going to get back together, and I think they're just a little bit weary about each other. I think Nikki's just weary because of the lies that Sharon has said in the past, but Sharon has gotten better, and YNR has really kind of fixed her character. And as far as Sharon and Nikki are concerned, they've always been kind of like, I don't know, they're trying to do it like, I don't know how long you've been watching, but Catherine and Jill used to be combative. And they're trying to do the same thing with Nikki and Sharon, but it just doesn't work well for some reason.
Huh.
It's just silly when they start fighting.
Yeah, because the thing I noticed with Nikki and Sharon was, I mean, I know Nikki and Sharon did not seem to, especially Nikki. Nikki's feelings towards Sharon seem to be very like, oh, I don't like her. I don't want her anywhere near Nicholas. So to see them having that moment, I actually really appreciated it, especially if Nick and Sharon are going to get back together. My concern is with Nick and Sharon, Nick made a very big stink that he didn't want to be even her friend or even have any kind of relationship with her if she was going to hide things from him. And she, instead of answering his question, instead of giving him the truth, I mean, she gave him a different truth. But I feel like she owes it to at least Nick to be honest with everything that's happening with JT that happened with him. So I think that's going to come back to hit her, to really hit their relationship. Because when he finds out that she hid this from him, he's probably going to want – it's probably going to set him back and, you know, make him very cautious.
Everybody lies to Nick, though. It's typical.
Yeah,
you know, it's
yeah.
like every single girl he's been with has lied to him. I'm trying to think who's never really lied to him. Maybe Sage. I don't even Sage kind of hit things too. So it's a situation where Nick has to also get off his high and mighty horse. I did want to ask something though too, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, you know what I've been finding with YNR? YNR has three storylines, which is the JT murder, Devon and Hillary having a baby, and the Abbott paternity. And what I'm really kind of finding hard, and I think a lot of viewers are finding hard, is we never really have any story for, like, say, Paul, Michael, Lauren, and Neil. They're just always on the side. And I don't know why Mal Young keeps putting them on the side and not giving them their story. I'm not saying, like, let's have Paul on the run for murder or anything like that. But, you know, Paul could be, like, having a cold case to solve. Michael was in jail at one point. His ex-jail con buddies from jail could come back to haunt him. Maybe there's another Fenmore heir for Lauren's battling for the control of Fenmore. And maybe Neil has a past love or whatever that has come back into his life. That's maybe Victor's new right hand.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I could see any of those storylines playing out. I think you're right. Those characters are always kind of on the side. I'm wondering, too, I've only watched the soap for about a year now, so I'm wondering if there maybe years ago Neil had more of a storyline. It almost sounds like he did, but I don't know.
All of them had storylines.
Yeah.
All of them had very riveting storylines. Even a year ago, Lauren was still sort of battling for her business, and now she's just on the side besting Jack. I think that they need to do two things, too. In the past, you know, in your commentary, you've said that, you know, like Paul, you made it sound kind of like Paul is kind of slow. Paul's not kind of slow. although the show makes them that way, the only reason is because they don't give Doug Davidson as Paul stuff to do. He's actually very sharp. And also, I think Jack should be a little bit sharp, too. Like, Phyllis and Billy and Lauren should not have, like, the upper hand on Jack like they do all the time. I'm sick and tired of it.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah. I could see maybe Victor, but that's because Victor lives in a kind of very sheltered, I don't trust anybody.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing with, I feel like, with Paul anyway, the problem is we just don't see him doing anything. Obviously, it's not that he's slow. It's just that we don't see what he's actually up to. We don't see his storylines. I'm sure in the past when it was more, when he had a bigger role, it looked different.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, yeah, they just kind of, the way that they write him into the story now, it just makes it look a certain way. And I agree with
but
you. Oh, sorry.
No, sorry, I was going to say, I did like when he was spitballing with Christine about what's happened to JT and all that, and the other day he was interrogating the ladies and Victoria, and I know this later this week I think he's going to do the same thing too again. I actually think, like, this search for their friggin' cell phone, that JT's cell phone is activated, I think that's Paul trying to do something, maybe on the slide to see who's, you know, see who's lying or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but he's been very lately, they've been showing him, whenever they've showcased him, if that's more of the old Paul.
Interesting, yeah. So I'll be interested to see what they do with the cell phone, too, because I think when Phyllis took care of the phone, I think she had dropped it in the river. So I know that this is a preview for next week, but the phone is on again. So I will be very interested to see what it is. And if it is Paul testing them because he's found it somehow, that would be an interesting twist. But thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, I will call again. And just one quick thing I just wanted to add. I think that Jack Abbott is an Abbott, and I think Victor messed with the his paternity just for kicks, because he was in on knowing that Jack was possibly not an Abbott.
Yeah, I could definitely see that happening, and that'll be interesting if that's what it turns out to be. Yeah, I just think it's too many DNA situations. They already did the storyline earlier, in, you know, not even a year ago, so I feel like it's too soon, and that, yeah, that could definitely be a possibility. But thank you for calling in.
Okay, Rachel, take care.
Yeah,
talk
you too. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye. Okay, so let's go ahead. Let me check in and see if we have any other comments here. Miss Bubbles, ugh, I fast forward through Devon and Hillary's scenes. He's boring, and not even being a billionaire could make him interesting. Jason Voorhees, okay, so I think we'll definitely resume calls next week on the show. I think at this point it's a little too late. Rainy J says, now Sharon was definitely using Nick. Rainy J, hashtag throw him off track. Yeah, she was. See, the thing is that obviously Sharon has feelings for him, but I was wondering how much of that was kind of not manipulated, but she would never have just told Nick that unless she was trying to avoid something else. So, yeah, I'll be curious to see what happens with that. I hope that it isn't one of those things where he just pushes her away because he finds out what she's actually hiding. Miss Bubbles, well, initially Nikki always thought Sharon was into Nick for his money and didn't like her, but at this point Sharon has been in his life for over 2 decades. Let it go and expect her in the family. Yeah, even if they don't end up together, they have children together. Rainy J, Neil had great storylines. Utilize YouTube and watch old episodes. I think I will. Clex Amber's ex, don't get me wrong, I would love to see them together like they were when Cassie was alive, but the whole, oh crap, he's on to me, best rip off my clothes, distract him mindset is very stupid. Tiffany, at least with my experience, it's hard to find old episodes, Rainy. I found them. I haven't found, like, super old episodes on YouTube, but if anyone wants to watch old episodes, they have a lot of them from the 90s and 80s, I think. At least from my experience trying to find them. And a lot of the, 2000s are on there, too. Especially with the guy, I think Justin Hartley, when he was playing Adam, they have a lot of them on YouTube. Okay, so let's go ahead and get to our law moment. So I had, so this is in the movie premiere scene when Victor shows up and Jack's like trying to get Victor to go. Dina hears him and basically invites Victor to stay. Jack is still trying to get Victor to go. Dina goes, well, if he goes, I go. And then she flips her hair and gives this attitude with it when she says it. I laughed hard. So that is the lol moment of the week. We don't have any other comments. So I think at this point, it's probably a good place to wrap up the show. Thank you again to all my co-hosts who joined this week. My name's Rachel Goodman. You can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Rach Goodman or on Facebook at Rachel Ann Goodman. Also, if you go over to our Facebook page at Restless Rap, if you like, follow and add comments. Any comment you leave, I will be sure to read on the air live. So thank you again, everyone. Have a great week. Until next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.